This is GQDN for Monday, March 17th, 2025. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, including Quest Worthy. When you do, go to the checkout line, put in the promo code Quest, or that will get you 25% off of your purchase. I edit nothing. Bye. Patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. We did a little bit of something there last week. I'm sorry, Saturday. And by stackup.org. Speaking of Saturday, we're just going to start this right out because, hey, it's a good intro. Right after the weekly show, Liquid said the heck with it. They won the race to world first. According to DotEsports.com, it only took 100 pulls. But the players were saying there was a lot to be desired at the final boss because they thought that Galliwix and the Galliwix fight was easy. So here's what one of the Wowza subreddits did say. Quote, kind of weird how little pulls Galliwix took compared to the rest of the final bosses. But at least it seems like the difficulty was a bit more spread out boss-wise instead of being really focused on the last two. The fact that they all look kind of confused when they killed it says a lot though, lol. But another person did say on the WoW subreddit, quote, Galliwix's whole thing is he's uses henchmen. He doesn't need to be strong himself. It should be an ad boss, possibly one where you were chasing him and he throws goons, traps you to slow you down, end quote. Just giving an idea of what that boss would be. So the boss was too easy. And while it took 100 pulls for Team Liquid, Echo only used 48 pulls to beat Galliwix. Now the race in itself is compiled by the entire raid, and that is why Liquid won the race. But please tell me no if Echo had an argument due to the time difference. Did they? I'll leave that to you to decide. But that's not Assassin's Creed. Oh no. We got two different stories here. First one comes from Pure Xbox because now they got the release times and the download sizes. So the release date is March 20th, 2025. And for everybody, it'll be 12 a.m. your local time. Now, what they're saying for Xbox, I'm assuming it's going for nearly everybody involved. It's going to be 107 gigabytes. So assume PlayStation players that it will be for that. And there is a review embargo, and that will be March 18th, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific. Or 10 a.m. Pacific, I'm sorry. So now you know that. But is there a controversy about the game? PlayStation Lifestyle that said that because there is a controversy, Ubisoft will be deploying developer protection measures. Now, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, the game has been under some controversy since it was unveiled, and one of the controversies was an African-American protagonist in a Japanese setting, and that's what his status was set to samurai in history. Now, because of that, both the Ubisoft and Canadian authorities are anticipating some harassment campaigns against the game and the developers. But right now they're putting a system in place to tackle the abuse. So, March 20th is going to be a fun time. Oh wait, that's only 3 days away. Yeah, we'll cover that one in the weekly show. I'm pretty sure of it. Maybe this one as well. Maybe. Life is Strange Double Exposure, according to Eurogamer, was quite a loss for Square Enix. Because Square Enix said that it did not perform that well. Because they did experience some large losses for the company. Now, officially, Square Enix has not said a thing. And the developers, Deck 9, did announce layoffs at the time of the game's launch. Which did leave things unclear for the future of the franchise. Now, Square Enix did issue its most recent financial results, with the focus on the sales of Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake, and the successful launch of Final Fantasy XIV expansion Dawn Trail, but they were not talking about Life is Strange on how Double Exposure did sell. But they did say that the HD gaming division revenues did fall due to the fact to some unnamed titles had some lower sales than Final Fantasy 16, Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster, and Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince. And that was over the same period of last year. So, what will happen to Maxine Caulfield? He shall, because we know, those that played the game, that Maxine Caulfield would return for the episode. But speaking about returning, PC Games N did say that a JRPG series is returning with Atelier Yumiya, and you can try it on Steam right now. It's a demo. It's an alchemy JRPG that is out on the demo, and it's about ready to launch. So if you want to try it, it is Atelier Yumiya, The Alchemist of Memories, and The Envisioned Land. It's quite the title. So if you want a demo, it is up on Steam, and you can check it out. I wonder if it will be up on Nintendo Switch 2. WCCF Tech did say that there's an updated patent with some details on the AI upscaling, along with Metro Prime 4, at the unveiling of the Switch 2 Direct. So yeah, there's a patent that was updated a few days ago, and it had some additional details on the powered upscaling. And the AI upscaling will have some 520p resolution images, upscaling it to a 1080p resolution using a neural network. So Nintendo could be using an AI to improve the graphics. In fact, Mike Odyssey got up on X and said, quote, Nintendo just released an update for Nintendo Switch 2 on AI resolution upscaling. It's happening, folks. Reese Kiwi Talks, really, got up on Blue Sky and said, quote, in less than a month in the Switch 2 Direct, you'll see that Nintendo and Retro were keeping their cards close to the chest with Metroid Prime 4 for this exact moment. The true unveiling will blow everything else in the Direct out of the water, end quote. Now we'll see if there's going to be a release date for the Nintendo Switch 2. There should be, because some of the former employees said that it will be in early summer. We shall see. Now we go to the esports corner, and somebody got fired. According to HLTV, Kakafu was relieved of his coaching duties at Big, and that's Alexander Kakafu Szymanczyk. I know I butchered the name, I'm sorry. And right now there's no news as to why he was forced to leave. But he did say about this, quote, I was sad that I didn't get more time with the new roster. Big will always be a part of me, and I wish everybody the best moving forward. Now, Sebastian Hawk, known as Zen, will take over on an interim basis after joining the team in January. So Big got up on X and said, quote, today we part ways with our coach, Kakafu CS. This was a tough decision. He didn't take it lightly. We wish him nothing but the best for the future and hope to face him in the lobby soon. And they did show a picture of him looking back. Good luck, Kakafu. Now, we usually get into some of the equipment, video cards and such. But instead, if you do have Xbox on your PC and you were using Copilot, the latest Windows update deleted it. TheBridge.com to give the story, and Window is saying that that was done unintentionally. So, they did say that they are aware of the issue with the Copilot app and how they're affecting some of the devices. So right now, Microsoft is working on another fix for the issue, because this update wanted to deal with the bug, but it ended up taking out Microsoft's Copilot. What could that actually help you with? Well, Eurogamer did say that a game is being developed for PlayStation and everything's being hush about it. And that's the Bulletstorm developer People Can Fly. Now, People Can Fly are the developers of Outriders and Bulletstorm. And they did sign a deal with PlayStation to work on a new project that is based on the current Sony series. Right now, There is no details as to what the game will be. But Zuby underscore tech did get up on Twitter and said, quote, "People Can Fly has entered an agreement with Sony Interactive Entertainment for a new game codenamed Project Delta." And there's quite the post that People Can Fly did put up on their page. Too much to say here. Just know that a game could be coming when People Can Fly, and just exclusive to PlayStation. We're going to stick with PlayStation because there's a game on sale. There's a game on sale, 58% off on the PlayStation Store. If you like racing, it's Gran Turismo 7. Right now, it's for $29. Interesting. That's not the only thing on sale. Polygon said that College Football 25, you know I was playing it when it first came out last year. It's $10 right now for the base game. And right now that's 80% off, or 86% off, I should say. That applies only for the physical copies, and that's on Amazon for the Xbox Series X only, and at Best Buy for both PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. But if you want it on digital, that's still on sale because that's 80% off at $14. Now, the Sony sale will run till March 26th. Microsoft's sale, not sure yet. So the digital one is $4 more than the physical one, but they're both on sale. So if you wanted that game, get it. I get it, people, it's sports ball. It's still really good. As of all of you, you're all really good. My words don't make sense. I don't care. This is a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.